You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Brittany Walters Bearden, the founder at Large PR, a company dedicated to providing affordable public relations services. Working on an ad hoc basis, At Large PR provides their clients with superior value, allowing them to tailor the public relations process to suit their needs and budget. Brittany, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, thanks for joining us, and I'm looking forward to hearing your message here this afternoon. So first of all, let's key in on the press release. Are press releases dead today?
No. Sending a press release directly to journalists is fantastic for charities and breaking news. If it doesn't fit one of those two criteria, I really suggest PRWeb for press releases. To get interviews and notice from the media, I really suggest that people instead use pitches and pitch op-eds, guest pieces, and interviews and offer the media something, because I feel like there's an implied favor that comes with a press release. It's very impersonal, and it's kind of asking them, please cover me, instead of what can we provide you with? Can we provide you with expert insight or, you know, a guest or something along those lines? So I don't recommend it in all cases, and I think that as long as you're realistic about what breaking news is.
Yeah, good point on that. Now, should startups focus on PR, SEO, social media, or in-person networking?
There's a lot that could be said on this topic, but as it relates to what I do, I think that they need to do a combination of all of these things, but I personally suggest prioritizing. The biggest problem that I see is people using all of their good ideas on their blog, and then they have nothing exclusive to offer the media for op-eds or guest pieces. So if you have a great idea, save it for PR. Use that idea then on your blog if no one in the media is interested in that idea. Because once you do get placed, then you can use that placement to build credibility and interaction on your social media platforms, and you can also use it to build your credentials to take advantage of the more prestigious opportunities offered by networking groups, like hosting luncheon seminars, which obviously have a much greater return than just going and mingling. So I think that PR needs to be really the first thing you consider before you start working on these other things, to figure out how they'll integrate into what you're doing to make everything else much more effective, so that you're not having to spend that hour a day on LinkedIn, hour a day on Twitter, you know, blog a week thing that everyone recommends, so then you can get the most out of your time.
And what are the qualities of a successful op-ed or guest pitch?
The biggest thing is to pay attention to what the editor requests. And everyone has an agenda, but if you try to push your agenda over what the editor wants, it just means your piece won't run. Another thing to consider is no one ever knows how long they need to be. If the editor doesn't tell you, shoot for 500 words, but if they give you a specific, and sometimes they'll say 750, sometimes they'll say 1,200, always pay attention to what the editor wants before anything else. Don't be overly self-promotional. You can mention yourself and your business, but it shouldn't be the focus. Consider when you're reading a publication, and if something feels like an ad to someone, they're not going to read it, and they're not going to say, wow, they're an expert, they have such great insight. They're just going to stop reading that if the editor lets it run at all, which isn't likely. And then at the end, include a 2-to-4-sentence bio of yourself and a high-resolution photograph. And there's where you can plug yourself a little bit more. And the other thing I wanted to say is to offer real insights. Like, the reader should really learn something out of it. There are people who have written pieces where they just ask a bunch of questions, and it starts, and they don't give real insights when I edit these, and I have to send them back to them before I send them to the editor, because it starts to feel like, do you want to get rid of that stubborn belly fat? Do you, it, when you start asking questions and never providing answers, not that you can't use a question as an attention getter, but you should be the one with the answers. That's why you're the expert. Oh, and the final thing, and this is really important, is to provide original content and keep it exclusive to that publication in the future. And like I said, if you have a great idea, don't waste it on your blog.
Today we're joined by Brittany Walters Bearden, the founder at Large PR, a company dedicated to providing affordable public relations services here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Brittany, should businesses write their own op-eds and guest pitches before pitching it to the media?
No. Find out what the editors want before you start writing. Pitch them a few ideas to choose from and show that you are open to their needs. They will most likely choose one of your ideas, but if you pitch a specific piece and they don't like that idea, they're more likely to just move on than to propose an alternate idea. You have to keep in mind how many emails they receive every day and don't assume that they're going to go beyond what you present them with. If the piece that you wrote is really great and they do respond, you could find yourself in a mess where 10 different publications all want the same piece, and you have to turn 9 of them down, and then it's hard to go back to that publication in the future when you have another piece. And it's also important not to send your piece directly to them, because they might just assume that it's sitting on the desks of multiple editors. If you have a specific piece that you've already written and you think it's really great, send a cover letter with an extract, not the piece.
And finally, which wire service do you recommend for startups to use?
Wire services can be very cost-effective and inexpensive as an SEO tool, or they can be incredibly expensive. So for startups and companies on budgets, we really recommend PRWeb because it's 1/4 of the price of some of the other wire services. And by all accounts, it's the stronger SEO tool. The main benefit of some of the other wire services is the prestige. Some people are aware of how expensive they are to use, but since most people don't know what the price difference is, it's not overly important. But if you're a huge company, people might be surprised that you couldn't afford X wire service or something. It might give that appearance. So, you know, if you were a major brand like Coca-Cola or Toyota, you might want to use one of the more prestigious ones just from a branding perspective. But it's not something to spend 4 times the money on if you're a startup.
Certainly have appreciated the tips that you've offered. Really helpful. How about telling our listeners where they can be in touch and also get more information about At Large PR Online?
Okay. You can get more information at our website, www.atlargepr.com, ATLARGEPR.com. And you can follow me on Twitter at @BWBAtLarge. And you can even send me a Facebook friend request and just say, send me a message and say that you heard me on here, and I'd be happy to be your friend. It's more personal, but I get to know a lot of my clients personally, so.
Can't beat that. Certainly appreciate your joining us, Brittany, and come back anytime.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. We've been speaking with Brittany Walters Bearden, the founder at Large PR, a company dedicated to providing affordable public relations services. And once again, the website of reference, the website that does it all, atlargepr.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.